听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 1, Shopping and Banking Online. Part 1, Getting Ready. A. The following words will appear in this unit. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Refund. 2. Expiry. 3. Transaction. 4. Cyberspace. 5. Dispatch. 6. Boom. 7. Rebound. 8. Turmoil. 9. Outstrip. 10. Club.
B. Listen to the report. Write down every word as a dictation. It will be read 3 times. First reading, read from beginning to end. Second reading, read with pauses. Third reading, global reading again.
According to a market research group, children and teens are the hottest source of growing internet sales and will account for some $1.3 billion U.S. of e-commerce by 2002. Teens, 13 to 18 years old, and children, 5 to 12 years old, are now the two largest growth sectors of the internet population and are spending more money online. The research firm said that by 2002, some 21.9 million children and 16.6 million teens would be online. According to a market research group, children and teens are the hottest source of growing internet sales and will account for some $1.3 billion U.S. of e-commerce by 2002. Teens, 13 to 18 years old, and children, 5 to 12 years old, are now the two largest growth sectors of the internet population and are spending more money online. The research firm said that by 2002, some 21.9 million children and 16.6 million teens would be online. According to a market research group, children and teens are the hottest source of growing internet sales and will account for some $1.3 billion U.S. of e-commerce by 2002. Teens, 13 to 18 years old, and children, 5 to 12 years old, are now the two largest growth sectors of the internet population and are spending more money online. The research firm said that by 2002, some 21.9 million children and 16.6 million teens would be online.
C. Listen to a news report. Supply the missing information.
Consumers who want to shop online are suggested to bear the following things in mind. Evaluate the site. Always buy goods from well-known and trustworthy companies. Deal with companies which offer customer service, a complaints procedure, and have a refund policy. Talk to merchant. Email and wait for responses. Take down the addresses and phone numbers of those companies and make sure they are real by calling them up before buying any products and services. ensure secure connection. Since buyers must submit personal information, like number and expiry date of the card, there are fears over security. Deal with sites that apply strict safety measures that require shoppers to give specific data known only to cardholders before making the transaction. Be extra careful at a cyber cafe or other public connection.
Part 2. Net Shopping Under Fire. A. Listen to the report. Supply the missing information about the main problems of online shopping found by the survey. There is an urgent need for e-commerce rules to boost confidence in buying online. Consumers International, a federation of 245 consumer organizations, including the UK's Consumers Association, said its survey showed that there were still obstacles to shopping online with complete trust. The study, funded by the European Union, involved buying more than 150 items from 17 countries. Each consumer organization taking part tried to find one site in its own country and one abroad to buy a selection of items. These included a dictionary, a doll, jeans, a hairdryer, computer software and hardware, chocolates, and champagne. The key findings were: 8 of the items ordered took more than a month to reach their destination, and at least 11, 8%, never arrived. Many sites did not give clear information about delivery charges. Only 13% of the sites promised that they would not sell customers' personal information onto a third party. Only 53% of the companies had a policy on returning goods. Only 65% of the sites provided confirmation of the order, and only 13% told customers when their goods had been dispatched. In 2 cases, customers are still waiting for their money back more than 4 months after returning their goods. Louis Sylvan, Vice President of Consumers International, said,
"This study shows that, although buying items over the Internet can benefit the consumer by offering convenience and choice, there are still many obstacles that need to be overcome before consumers can shop in cyberspace with complete trust."
Chris Phillips, marketing manager at a London-based e-commerce security company, commented,
"This study confirms the difficulties of establishing consumers' trust in the Internet as a shopping experience. With statistics like these and Visa claiming 47% of disputes and fraud cases were Internet-related, it is little wonder that Internet commerce is not producing the profits predicted 2 or 3 years ago. Trust takes time to build, and the Internet will not mature as a retail channel until trusted brands, like the banks, for example, start to offer ways of supporting trust relationships with guarantees of payment and service."
In September, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development will hold a meeting to discuss a set of international guidelines for electronic commerce. B. Now listen again. Complete the summary. Part 3. Banking at Home. A. Listen to a description of today's banking services. Complete the outline.
Many people dislike walking to the bank, standing in long lines, and running out of checks. They are dissatisfied with their bank's limited hours, too. They want to do some banking at night and on weekends. For such people, their problems may soon be over. Before long, they may be able to do their banking from the comfort of their own home, any hour of the day, any day of the week. Many banks are preparing online branches, or internet offices, which means that people will be able to take care of much of their banking business through their home computers. This process is called interactive banking. At these online branches, customers will be able to view all their accounts, move money between their accounts, apply for a loan, and get current information on products such as credit cards. Customers will also be able to pay their bills electronically and even email questions to the bank. Banks are creating online services for several reasons. One reason is that banks must compete for customers, who will switch to another bank if they are dissatisfied with the service they receive. The convenience of online banking appeals to the kind of customer banks most want to keep: people who are young, well-educated, and have good incomes. Banks also want to take advantage of modern technology as they move into the 21st century. Online banking may not be appropriate for everyone. For instance, many people do not have computers at home. Other people prefer to go to the bank and handle their accounts the traditional way. Even though online banking may never completely replace a walk-in bank, it is a service that many customers are going to want to use.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the material, then answer the questions.
Many people dislike walking to the bank, standing in long lines, and running out of checks. They are dissatisfied with their bank's limited hours, too. They want to do some banking at night and on weekends. For such people, their problems may soon be over. Before long, they may be able to do their banking from the comfort of their own home any hour of the day, any day of the week. Many banks are preparing online branches or internet offices, which means that people will be able to take care of much of their banking business through their home computers. This process is called interactive banking. At these online branches, customers will be able to view all their accounts, move money between their accounts, apply for a loan, and get current information on products such as credit cards. Customers will also be able to pay their bills electronically and even email questions to the bank. Banks are creating online services for several reasons. One reason is that banks must compete for customers who will switch to another bank if they are dissatisfied with the service they receive. The convenience of online banking appeals to the kind of customer banks most want to keep: people who are young, well-educated, and have good incomes. Banks also want to take advantage of modern technology as they move into the 21st century. Online banking may not be appropriate for everyone. For instance, many people do not have computers at home. Other people prefer to go to the bank and handle their accounts the traditional way. Even though online banking may never completely replace a walk-in bank, it is a service that many customers are going to want to use.
Part 4. More about the topic. Asia sees boom in e-commerce. Listen to the report. Complete the chart. Asians are fast catching on to internet shopping, but most of the spending is in business-to-business electronic commerce, which looks set for explosive growth as the region rebounds from financial turmoil, experts say. According to a forecast issued by credit card giant Visa International, consumer e-commerce worldwide could top US $100 billion by 2002, of which $10 billion would be generated in the Asia-Pacific region. It would be a dramatic rise from the estimated US $900 million generated in the region this year, and just US $300 million in 1998.
This region is experiencing quite significant growth.
Mark Cullimore, Director of Emerging Technologies for Visa in the region, told reporters,
"We think that among those communities that are enabled, where people have PCs, there is actually very good usage. Singapore is a very good example,"
he said. But forecasts show electronic commerce among companies, banks, government agencies and other institutions will far outstrip the consumer variety. Visa says business-to-business trading over the Internet is expected to exceed U.S. $1 trillion worldwide annually by 2003, with Asia-Pacific markets accounting for 20% of the total. E-commerce trading allows businesses to reach a wider market while cutting costs, saving time, and eliminating tons of paperwork. Big e-commerce players are now positioning themselves in the Asia-Pacific region to cash in when the anticipated boom comes. Part 5. Do you know? Listen to a description of yard sales. Write down the key points in note form. Then listen to the questions and make a correct choice to answer each question.
Everybody loves a bargain. This is a common American saying. A bargain is something you buy for less than its true value. It is something you might not buy if it cost more. One person's useless, ugly object can be another person's bargain. So many Americans put it outside with a for sale sign on it, and they have a yard sale. Just about anything can be sold at a yard sale. Clothing, cooking equipment, old toys, tools, books, and chairs. Even objects you think are extremely ugly or useless. You may have an electric light shaped like a fish. You may greatly dislike its looks. But it may be beautiful to someone else. Usually, the seller puts a price on each object. But the price can almost always be negotiated. The price of a table, for example, might be marked $10. But the seller may accept $8. If the table has not been sold by the end of the day, the seller probably will take much less. Some people go to yard sales because it is part of their job. They earn their living by buying old things at low prices, then selling them at higher prices. Many others, however, go to yard sales just to have fun. They say it is like going on a treasure hunt. Sometimes they really do find a treasure. Ned Jalbert did. The Boston Globe newspaper says Mr. Jalbert has been collecting Native American Indian objects since he was a young man. Last year, he stopped at a yard sale in the northeastern city of Worcester, Massachusetts. He paid $125 for what everyone thought was an old wooden club. Mr. Jalbert thought it was something else. 2 days later, he confirmed that the club had been used by the Wampanoag Indian leader known as King Philip. King Philip used it during his war with the white settlers of eastern Massachusetts in 1675. The historic weapon had been stolen from a museum in 1970 and had been missing ever since. Mr. Jalbert learned the war club was valued at about $150,000. But he did not sell it or keep it. Mr. Jalbert returned the club to the museum near Boston, Massachusetts, from which it was stolen.
Questions. 1. Which of the following is a common American saying? 2. What can be sold at a yard sale? 3. Why do people go to a yard sale? 4. When was the old wooden club stolen? 5. What was the real value of the club? 6. Why was the club at a great value?